Oh, you know, it feels good to be back. I got back like 3 days ago. I'm just excited to get things started now.
What have you been doing the last couple weeks?
Last couple of weeks, you know, I've been working out, staying in shape, and spending some time with the friends and family, mostly.
Back from South Carolina?
Yeah, I was back in South Carolina this past month.
What do you try to get out of this training camp? Is there a certain thing that you're working on?
Well, you know, just everything, you know, not just one thing in general. You know, there's a lot of stuff, you know, I want to improve on. But just excited to get the pads on, just getting the main feel of it. The physical stuff, man, you know, that's what guys learn a lot, too, on the part of the field is being physical. You know, that's what I look forward to.
How different do you think it'll be from an intensity standpoint, physical standpoint, than the OTAs were when you guys were fairly limited?
You know, I think it'll be a big difference because, you know, just OTAs, when you don't just have helmets on, just going through some plays. But here, during camp, it'll be a lot more physical, so I look forward to it.
Does that fit your style? You like the physical nature?
Well, I would say so. Being on the offensive line, yeah, you know, because you know, offensive linemen like to run the ball and do things like that. So, being physical is a part of my game. That's why I think I benefit from that.
You only missed one game as a starter, right?
Yes, sir. Just one game.
What, were you hurt that day, or what happened?
Nah, just it was some difficulty going on during the last game, and coach wanted to try some new things, but he. And I didn't start, but they put me in like 5 minutes after, so it was all right.
You and Zane rotating at left guard during camp and during the preseason?
Well, you know, we don't know right now. It just depends on how the coaches feel, who's playing better at the moment. But I'm pretty sure I think I'll get some reps in there sometime, but I don't know who's going to play where, who's going to start.
Are you going to start or? Hey,
what's
your mindset?
You know, I'm just trying to compete and challenge myself to get better every day. You know, like I just said before, whoever the coaches feel is the better player, who's suit to fit, they'll figure it out.
Did you get any reps with the ones in OTAs?
Not me. I had a few when some guys was banged up a little bit, but mainly I was working with the tools a lot during OTAs and minicamp.
Did you go to South Carolina because you grew up there, or did Spurrier, was he a factor in recruiting you?
So when I went to South Carolina?
Did you go there because you're a native, South Carolina was kind of a natural fit, or did Spurrier help recruit you? Did he make a difference in your decision?
You know, Coach Spurrier is a great guy. You know, I enjoy playing for him, and I would again if I could. But, you know, I went there because, you know, I grew a bond with all the players that were recruited there, and I'm from South Carolina, and I kind of was a fan for him for a while, so.
Was it kind of shocking to you to see him get cut when he did?
Yeah, it kind of was when I heard about it because, you know, I was hearing a lot of great stuff about him. But, you know, sometimes that's how it is. But I know Ace, he works hard, and I'm pretty sure somebody would be glad to pick him up and have him on the team.
AJ, in the weeks you were here in the spring, did you learn a lot of new things technique-wise from Doug Marrone or from anyone at this level that now you're trying to – you know, factor that into how you go about August?
Oh, yeah, there was a ton of things I learned. You know, it was a lot different from college, from doing drills differently. Like, almost all that stuff was so much different when I got here. It's like I got a new list of techniques that I had to learn, and I think I'm picking up on them pretty quick.
What's it been like in South Carolina the last month with all that's going on in South Carolina? Did that affect you?
No, it didn't affect me at all. I heard about all the stuff that was going on, but... You know, I try to stay out of it and try to stay focused on my job and whatever I had to do to get better as a football player.
Did you think was that kick flight down or not? You got
into it? I really had no care about the flag or whatever. It never affected me. I never had any problem with anybody who had it. But I'm pretty sure, like, some people are happy about it, some people are mad, but that's how it is.
Did you suspect you go higher in the third round? Were you disappointed? Or is that kind of where you thought you were going to go? How was the draft process for you?
You know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where you get drafted. You know, some guys get a shot to play, and I'm one of those guys that were lucky to get a chance to play, and I'm going to make the best out of it.
How was it growing up and losing your mother? Was that must have been a tough situation for you?
Yeah, it was real tough. You know, I was in 10th grade when my mom left, but, you know, my dad did a good job of raising his sons after that happened, so I give a lot of credit to my dad, and, you know, we was able to stay strong.